Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
There you go. So we're going to talk about purpose. We're going to talk about going through the fire, how as we get to know the Lord, He's going to make some changes in our life. But everything that we go through is for a purpose. Amen? So if you want to turn in your Bible tonight, turn to Isaiah 64 and verse 8. We're going to read that. We're going to read several scriptures, so you might just want to write them down. We're going to read Isaiah 64, 8, and then we'll look at Jeremiah chapter 18 for a minute. And then we'll look at that scripture, Exodus 35. So that's the main scriptures that we're using tonight. But we're just going to kind of talk about being in the furnace, being in the fire of God, and how as we surrender our lives to God, He's going to form us into what that we're created to be. And I love to talk about purpose, and that's something that God puts on my heart a lot, is about not getting discouraged. But that knowing that just like the scripture tells us that we all know in Romans 8 that all things work together for good for them who are called, for them who love God and who are called according to their purpose. So I love talking about that because it gives us hope and it gives us direction. And so many times there's circumstances in our life that could get us drugged down, but God's going to use all of that. He's going to use all of that. So as we're reminded in Scripture about that, then we get fresh vision and fresh hope. So we're learning to walk with Christ and obey His Word and getting closer to Him in relationship. But how many of you know there's going to be challenges we're going to face from day to day? So we need to know that He has a plan. So tell somebody, He has a plan.
He has a plan.
He has a purpose for my life. There's nothing that happens to me by chance anymore that I'm a child of God because He works it all out for good. For them who are called and who love God. So He uses the circumstances of life to mold us and shape us into in the image of His Son. But you know, so many times we don't choose those things that we go through. We don't choose how He shapes and molds us. Because like the Word of God tells us here, He is the potter and we are the clay.
Glory.
So many times, just like if you were to fire a piece of clay or pottery, there's different types of pottery. It's going to go through different types of fire. And so He knows what's best for us. He knows what it's going to take, all right? And like pastors taught so many times, that your enemies are what you need to get you to where you need to go. The things that are in your life and the circumstances that you face now, you don't have to be downtrodden and downcast about it. You don't have to have self-pity anymore because you're a child of God. You can look at it and say, you know, God's going to use this in my life because His Word doesn't lie. And I'm not going to be discouraged, but I'm going to see what God is doing and be determined to walk through this. Amen? Because nothing happens to you by accident anymore.
Amen.
But we're going to make a choice and we're going to talk about that. Because there's a choice that we have to make. All right? To see God's fire purify us. So we don't pick the fire. We don't pick the furnace that we're going to go through. So let's look at Isaiah 64, 8. It says, "But now, O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay. You are our Father. We are the clay. And You are potter. And all we are the work of Your hand." You know, we don't tell Him what He's going to do, but He is the master potter. He is our Father, and we are that piece of clay. And He knows exactly what He's created us to do. He has a purpose for your life before the foundation of the world. And when you become His child, He's going to mold and make and shape you. Whatever His heart desires, whatever you are to be used for, whatever your purpose is in your life, He knows that purpose. God's always going to speak to your purpose. He's always going to speak to your potential. He's not going to be dragging you down. That's the enemy speaking to you, telling you that you're never going to make it. Because God wants to use every gift and talent and ability that you have. And He's formed you for such a time as this, and He's given you a purpose. But you know, however long that process takes a lot of times is up to us, because there's choices that we have to make. And then the different things that we go through, like I said, we don't choose that. So let's look at Jeremiah 18 verse 3. It's talking about when Jeremiah's talking about he went to the potter's house. And he says, "I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good for the potter to make." So He's making and molding us. And we're just like a piece of clay on that potter's wheel. "Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel." So we can say, we're in His hand.
Yes.
We're in His hand. Aren't you glad that we don't have to fear?
Right.
Right. Amen.
Aren't you glad that we've left that behind? Because now that we know that we're a children of God, no matter what happens to us, we know He's the potter, we're the clay. We know that He's making something good out of everything in our life because the Word of God says that.
Right.
Amen. There's a poem from Esther Field that says, "Things don't just happen to us who love God. They're planned by His own dear hand. Then molded and shaped and timed by His clock. Things don't just happen, they're planned." They don't just happen, they're planned for your life. He's going to make that vessel. He's going to make you into what you are called and designed to be. And that's more like Him. He's always about making you more like Him, into His image and His likeness. All right? So we don't define the process, we yield to the process. We don't define the process that He's going to use. We don't know, but we yield to that process. All right, are we going to be submitted to Him? Are we going to yield to Him and say, "Yes, Lord, I trust You, Lord"? It's a trusting thing. We got to stay on that potter's wheel. It's a trusting thing. Sometimes things might seem like it's going around and around, literally spinning around and around. It's a trusting thing. He hasn't taken His hand off of you. He's still working with you. He's not going to, we sometimes live in fear so many times. We think, "Well, I'm going to get to one point and then God's just going to give up on me and I'm just going to be put up on a shelf somewhere and that's going to be it." But no, the Word of God tells us in Philippians 1, it says, "He who began a good work in you is going to be faithful to complete it." You don't have to worry about Him deciding, "Well, this just isn't fit. I just can't do anything with this. I can't work with this anymore." No, if we surrender to Him, if we submit ourselves to Him, He's going to keep us on that potter's wheel. We might not be able to make sense out of everything that's going on, but He knows the finished product. Amen. He knows exactly what He's doing in your life. We trust Him and say, "Lord, I yield to You. I surrender to You right now. Whatever You have envisioned, Lord, I'm just that lump of clay, but You are my Father and You know what I need." Amen. There's a Steinway pianos. It's like the best pianos that you can buy. And
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.